It's Thursday, so you know we got a new show, a new trend, and some new talent. This is BHL's Next.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live's Next.
Okay.
My mama used to tell me, son, you're gonna make it. One day it can happen. This is my favorite song.
This is
song.
It?
Fab. This is my favorite song. I used to listen to this song every day in the sixth grade taking a bus to school.
Really?
Train. I had a portable CD player. It was a silver one.
Oh,
and I had blue
the
headphones. Yeah. I used to get on the B60 bus and listen to the song every day.
Let the people know in case they don't know where you're from, too.
I'm from Brooklyn. My name is Christian Robinson. I'm from Brooklyn. And the song you're hearing is One Day by Fabulous.
By Fabulous.
One of my favorite songs.
I feel like he's underrated.
100%.
Like, really 100%. Underrated.
He
I love Fab.
He can literally hop in any lane and rap with any artist, any R&B artists, any rap artists, pop artists, and make the song work every time. And he has bars, he could come up with concepts, and yeah.
It's just Fab. That's why he's fabulous.
100%.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Raylan T. This is BHL's Next. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Taryn. And I have the wonderful Christian Robinson in studio with us. Christian, let them know where they can find you on social media.
What's up, everybody? My name is Christian Robinson. You can find me on Instagram at Christian_Robinson.
I love that. Making it easy for the people.
Make it very simple.
You know? Because sometimes people have like a different alias.
They be like, yo, follow me at underscore seven times. Little pistol starter.
You had that down pat.
For real.
Now, Christian, let's talk about one of the shows that you've done, which was Tales, and this was produced by Irv Gotti.
Gotti.
This was basically a series that took lyrics and put them into, like, little mini movies. Can you explain further about the series, Tales?
Absolutely. It's a genius concept where Irv takes songs, and he's inspired by these songs, and he clearly has a vision for these songs playing out, and he's literally, like you said, turned them into mini films. Some of them, the premiere and the finale are both 2-hour films, and every episode in between is 1-hour films, and it's from his perspective of what that song would look like in front of your eyes and instead of your ears. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I heard, like, in the UK, they have been, like, doing this type of thing where they take songs and putting them into movies. I know the song that you did for this particular episode was Meek Mill's Cold Hearted.
Correct.
Did you listen to the song or already know the song before getting casted?
Absolutely. And why it's so dope is that I love music. And everybody that knows me knows that I love music. And I said in a previous interview that if you can remember a song, it brings you back to a moment in your life.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
That's clearly. So when I sort of auditioned for it, I bust out laughing because I remember exactly where I was in my life. Meek's album had just came out. It was the summer. I remember driving on the highway, blasting it. So it was just like, oh, this is perfect. It literally just worked out perfectly.
And then you got to work with Keith Powers also in this episode. What was that like?
It was great. Keith is a very genuine brother, very humble guy. No, very respectful, very cool. That's a very good friend of mine. Me and Keith are cool.
That's great. So if you guys haven't seen Tales or haven't seen the episode with our beloved Christian Robinson,
beloved.
Then you can beloved Christian Robinson. Then you can check it out right now. We have a clip of Cold Hearted from BET.
Oh, I'm lit. Tales. I'm popping, y'all.
We had no idea that contract would put a target on our backs. In our own business, everyone has enemies.
You used to say success is the best revenge.
Revenge is the best revenge.
Somebody help! My bro is dying!
Who do I think I am?
What? Like, that's how do you get into that space, like, as an actor? Like, or, like, for that scene in particular, what did you have to do to just...
Number one, it was cold that night.
Really? It was so cold. No pun intended with the cold-hearted song.
For real, it was freezing.
Really?
And we filmed it in Atlanta. That scene, I think we shot it in Buckhead in Atlanta. So you just go to a place, man, I'm gonna be honest with you. You just go to a dark place for certain scenes. You have to go to places you've been taught all your life not to go to, or to forget about, or to let go, or to move on from. So the song being about betrayal, jealousy, envy. Yeah. You know what I mean? You can place yourselves in the shoes of any person you like and tell their truth. So in this specific case, my character, Little Tank, was very jealous of Gutter, who was played by Keith Powers.
Yeah.
And he set him up. So it's like, I've seen people be envious of me. You know what I mean? Yeah. I could say with a clear mind, I'm not envious of anyone. Yeah. So I can't say I pulled that from my own personal experience. Yeah. But I have been motivated or see people like, oh, man, I want to be like that. Mm-hmm. And it makes me motivated and hungry. So for that specific scene, you pour it all in your pot. You know, you get your sprinkles and your seasonings and your juices and you get it right.
Yeah.
We about to laugh up here, man. We gonna have some fun.
So speaking of that, because you know you are up and coming actor, so how do you deal with people who are in your circle or people you come across that kind of do seem envious about you? You know, being next, as you know, while you're on the show.
I don't. I pray, keep it moving. How you feel, if it's negative, keep that over there, you know?
Yeah.
I don't respect it, but I accept it. Like, all right, that's nice. I won't let it affect me.
Mm-hmm.
I might use it. I'll use your energy for a scene I might have, such as cold-hearted.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to acknowledge that.
Yeah.
It's, all right, that's how you feel.
Have you seen anybody, like, close to you or people who you thought were, like, your friends, like, once they seen you on TV, or people who you weren't even, like, cool with before they saw you on TV act different around you?
To answer your first question, if it is, and this is recent.
Yeah.
So if it is, it's not in front of my face.
Mm.
No one I know has been envious of me in front of my face.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything either, so. And my ears in these streets, too. You know what I'm saying? My ears in these streets. No, so I haven't heard anything. I from what it looks like, from what it feels like even, honestly, it's like everybody's happy for me. But you know everybody's not happy for you. You know, you have to know that. I would hope you would know everybody's not happy for you. As far as people coming out of the woodwork, there's been a lot. And it's hilarious.
Hey, Christian, remember that one time when you picked up my pencil in third grade? And I was like, thank you. You should fly me out to L.A. now.
I'm getting so many fly me out requests. No. It's not happening. Nah, but it's funny. You crazy.
He said no.
Nah.
Nah.
It's quiet for you. Nah, but and it's funny because it's like you see these people and it's like, but when you write next to them, like, I don't forget much. Clearly I gotta memorize movie scripts, right?
Yeah.
So it's like I remember a lot. So it's like I remember you when I was right next to you and I wasn't. And now you see me, and you might have this perception of who you think I am or what I may have. And it's like, oh, I want to be next to you. That's my friend. I know him. Bro, I don't know you. I don't know you.
Dang.
We cool. What up. But I'm not about to be like, yeah, that's my man. Yeah. And we, no. Like, we cool. Stay over there, though.
Is it like that when you go back home to Brooklyn?
Not necessarily. People show me love, but like I said, it's you never really know. You never really know until a situation occurs in front of you to where it's clearly shown. But from the door, you don't know. So it's love, but like even like Drake said, it's a lot of fake love. And you can't see it until a situation is in front of you when a person has to make a decision.
Yeah.
And they're either going to choose you or another way, you know.
Yeah.
But the, you know, the hey, big head text is coming. The, you know,
okay.
X is calling, all of it. And it's just like, this is interesting. Okay. Now, all of a sudden, right? Out of nowhere.
You told me all of this shit, but now you're...
What you said your name was again? I know you from where?
What?
Elementary school.
Oh, my God.
I don't know you, man!
Get out of here. I can't even do this interview. But speaking of fake love, I always ask my guests when they're not from, you know, L.A. And, you know, they say L.A. is, like, could be a little fake, I guess. Mm. I kind of, like, I get it, but, you know, I'm from here, so I have to put on for L.A. Okay. But what do you feel about, like, moving out here? Is it different, the vibe, or do you like it better, or?
It's a completely different world.
Mm-hmm. Like, you think, like, everybody's like, in their own bubble? Because that's a lot of, you know.
I can't speak on, you know, other people. I can say what I've taken L.A. for is L.A. mm-hmm. is a beautiful place. I mean, the art that God has placed in California yeah. is impeccable.
Yeah.
I've seen some amazing things out here, you know, and from the waters to the mountains to the trees to the atmosphere, it's beautiful. But it's a completely different world, you know, from New York. It's a completely different world from Atlanta, but it's still a big city. But me being from where I'm from, I'm yeah. able to adapt in any situation, in yeah. any environment. So that's what it is. I've just been adapting, but I like L.A. I don't have any problems with L.A. I haven't been around any fake people.
Mm-hmm.
The people I'm around are genuine people. That I do know.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, the people yeah. I'm around are genuine and real. The people I'm around in my circle, the people I communicate with on a daily basis, mm-hmm. it's genuine, it's real, it's no fabrication there.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. So, on a brighter note, you were in a movie that just premiered, I think, last week, right?
Monday.
Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah. You're getting a lot of buzz.
God is great.
It's really great.
God is great.
Christian was here, and somebody in the studio outside of these doors was like, I saw you in the When Love Kills movie. And you would be like, I was only in there for a few seconds.
I was.
But still, like, look at that. Like, people are recognizing you.
No, I'm grateful for it. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, that's a blessing. I know people that literally have sacrificed everything they have to get one line on a TV mm-hmm. show or a movie. And it's that risk you take yeah. to get in the door. So I'm very appreciative of
Definitely.
It. And I never want to come off like I'm not. I'm super appreciative of it. It was a great film.
Definitely.
I'm appreciative for the role. But yeah, you know.
Yeah, and your role was Vinny, right?
In Vinny.
This, yes. So tell us about this movie and your character, and When Love Kills, the Felicia Blakely story.
Absolutely. So this movie is about a young lady who fell in love with a guy that was manipulating her from the door. You know, he saw someone that he could use, and he got inside her head.
Mm.
And it's unfortunate, you know, our yeah. young queens. This happens much too often. You know, so
Definitely.
She went on a spree of robberies and killings that eventually landed her in jail for life. And her accomplice, who played in the film Pumpkin, and the character that the male was based off, they didn't get any time at all. And
wait, what?
Yeah, it's crazy, right? He didn't get any time. But my character, Vinny, was the guy that she killed, one of her last victims.
Mm.
And after that is when she got caught. So my character is based on one of the last men that she killed. Yeah.
That is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So what was it like working with this cast? This is an incredible cast. You have Little Mama, Lance Correct. Gross. Tell me about that, working with them.
Well, first of all, I would like to send much love to Tasha Smith.
Smith. She's amazing.
She's a queen, man. She directed the film, and working with her was fun.
Really?
It was fun.
Because she seems like she would be like that, just how she is, like, on camera. I love her. I feel like everybody loves her.
Everybody loves Tasha.
So, yeah, tell me about what it's like with the incredible Tasha Smith.
Absolutely incredible Tasha Smith. It was fun. It's never a dull moment. She mm-hmm. gives direction, and the direction she gives, it all makes sense. Because sometimes you'll work with people and you'll be like, I don't know, bro. But Tasha was amazing. You know, if you just do what she say, trust her. Excuse me. Wow, we're on a live camera.
It's okay.
Nah, so
this is home.
It's home. It's fact. I feel really comfortable here. It's weird. It's something in the air, y'all. If y'all don't find me,
it's next.
I'm Black Hollywood Live. They put something in the air. I'm feeling too comfortable here.
So, oh my gosh. Keep going. Tell us about
Tasha yeah. was great. Little Mama is dope. Tiffany Black is amazing. My boy Walter is dope. Lance, another dope actor, of course. It's like, so that environment, just being around yeah. all of these people and that energy and consistency, it's one of those sets. Like, I only filmed one day for that film, mm-hmm. right? But it was one of those sets where that vibe was there. So I came back just to hang out with everybody
yeah.
on one of the later days of filming. So just to watch and observe and hang out. And, mm-hmm. you know, you never want to get too complacent. You know, so you wanna stay.
Yeah.
You wanna stay. You know, around, stay visualizing, stay hungry, stay learning.
Yeah.
And in this specific film, I had the opportunity to work with a lot of great artists. So I always use that opportunity to, if I'm next to you, I'll try to learn something from you.
Well, that's what I was gonna ask you too.
Please.
Like, so do you ever feel intimidated or like scared to be acting in front of these people who do have a lot more, like, you know, to their belt as far as acting?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Not.
What? Absolutely not.
Absolutely
no.
Absolutely not. I don't fear anything but God.
Mm.
I'm not afraid to go. You have to. You can't be afraid to stare lions in the face if you want to be great.
Yeah.
So I look at a wolf in the eyes like, like, you're not going to intimidate me. You're a human. And it's that simple. So I don't feel like I should be intimidated by you.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to work. We're going to. It's a battle. It's a fight. It's a fight.
Okay.
Acting, if you're in a scene,
mm-hmm.
that scene is a fight.
Mm.
And one of us is going to walk away.
Mm.
It's going to be me.
Christian has
but
all
you wanna,
the confidence.
No, I'm joking with
no,
that.
No, but you do,
but
that's
I'm serious,
great
but
to
I'm
have.
Joking. But no, because like because you have a film.
Especially because like this show mm-hmm. does like put on a platform for young black actors and actresses, and a lot of some of the audiences that are watching, you know, hope to become, you know, the future Christian Robinson.
Wow,
or
that's big. I never heard that.
Because you know, because you
not
already
yet.
Have this platform, though.
Not yet.
So just to even get your foot in the door to be working with these types of people, some uh-huh. people are at home, you know, on their laptops watching this interview, and like, you know, like what does it take to really break into this industry and
right.
really, you know, have your head above water, because this industry isn't easy. You know,
it's
entertainment
not.
Is very hard. It can be very critical. So just to have that confidence is, like, amazing, and people should take that with them.
But I don't want that to be confused for cockiness.
Oh, no, definitely.
I'm very humble.
No.
And also, too, but me coming with that mentality, and anybody that I work with can tell you that, it's not like I'm trying to kill you in the scene.
No.
It's like, let's push each other.
Yes.
Because the energy you give me, I'm going to feed off of it. And the natural reaction I have is going to be great for the camera.
Yes.
And it goes vice versa.
Yes.
I'm going to give you something great. So
definitely.
You can be like, is that him or is that, is he acting? And then you give it back. And then we like this. And then the director don't want to say cut because they're just like, this is great. You know what I mean? So You have to come in ready to box. You know, these athletes, these gladiators that you see
mm-hmm.
in the boxing ring, they're friends a lot
mm-hmm.
of the times.
Yes.
And they're just like, look.
It's friendly competition.
Exactly. These basketball players, you see them hanging out with each other after the game, completely different teams because they're pushing each other. It's like, I want to be great. You want to be great. Let's fight. Let's make it happen.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of friendly competition, you were in another movie with a lot of young black actors.
I was in a lot of movies.
You was. Netflix's Burning Sands.
Burning Sands.
And that's where I had, if you guys watched the previous Black Hollywood Live Next episodes, we had Mitchell Edwards
Moneymaker
on the show.
Mitch.
Yes.
And you had my brother Ro. You had Ro Timmy and Mitchell on your show.
Yes, I did.
Both of them are my brothers.
Burning Sands.
100%.
So tell us about that experience working with all those young black men. I know they're really talented and breaking into acting. So what was that like?
I might get a little emotional now. Like, I'm going to be honest. Burning Sands is so special to me.
Mm.
That was my first lead role.
Mm.
That was my first experience of its caliber.
Yeah.
It genuinely forged a family.
Mm.
Like, we all keep in touch to this day. We all still hang out.
Yeah.
The males, the females, we're friends.
So it's like a real,
like a
brotherhood, sisterhood.
That's
from
really what it is, 100%.
Yeah.
More than anything, that's my most cherished project
really?
To date. And I don't think, I mean, we'll see, you know, and I'm not opposed to, I'd love to, you know, work on a million more great projects, but so far in my career, Burning Sands is in my heart. Like, it's in
why
my
do you
heart.
Feel like that? It's just
I think
because
it's
the chemistry of everybody on set.
It's the first. It's the chemistry. Like that's a set. Like after we'd film, like we'd be up till 3-4 in the morning playing cards.
Oh my god!
Playing chess.
Aww.
Watching movies. We going go kart racing, laser tag. We're going out to eat. We're going grocery shopping. Like, we, you know what I mean? Like,
that's so cute.
But that was that's family. That's why you see us all so close and joking on each other and all of that, because we genuinely we spent every day together for like 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. So it just it's something very special to all of us.
Your co-star, Trevor Jackson.
That's bro.
Yes, it was his birthday yesterday.
Correct.
I had saw on Mitchell's socials that you guys were out for his birthday. So tell me a little bit about that. How'd you guys celebrate Trevor's birthday?
We went to Sky Bar.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm still new to LA, so I'm not sure what area. Is that Sunset?
I am not. You know, I don't really go out in LA.
Okay. I only go out. Listen to me. Everybody that knows me knows I do not go out unless it's like an important event.
Yeah.
It's one of my friends is celebrating. I'm not the, hey, let's go to the club guy.
Yeah.
I did it when I was young. Mm-hmm. So now it's like.
Yeah.
But I go out celebrating my friends. Or, yeah. You know, the
occasion I was glad to see that. Like you, Mitchell, Trevor, all you guys like still. Together.
Because it's genuine. There's nothing fabricated.
Yeah, because it shows you even after, you know, movies wrap, it's already out, you guys still have a close bond.
100%. And you can see that in like a lot of projects or, you know, a lot of situations, like people who shoot a film and then once that wrap is over, I'll see you at the premiere in 9 months. Or a year.
You know what I mean? Especially with you guys, because you know there's always like that stigma that, you know, oh, black people don't stick together, or if somebody is, you know, elevating in somewhere, nobody wants to be, you know, happy for them because it's like not enough room for all of us. But clearly, you know, seeing you guys young, talented black men, you guys are still like supporting each other.
Yes.
You guys are still supporting each other, so it's really beautiful to see.
I agree.
So proud of you.
Thank you, queen.
So,
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
My God, I'm a queen. I'm a queen, y'all. Christian said it.
It's on tape.
So, with all these things that you've done so far in your career, I know you're going to do so much more. How did you get your start into acting? Like, what was your, like, how did you know, like, okay, this is what I want to do?
Oh, how long is the show? So I'll try to microwave it.
Yeah.
I was 21 years old.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna be honest, I didn't start as a child like most people. A lot of people started from their youth. It's not something I knew I wanted to do. Besides little school stuff, that doesn't really, I guess it counts, but it doesn't really count. But it counts.
it counts, you did something.
But it doesn't really count, but it counts. You're not about to put that on your resume.
But like I was
the tree in the Jack and the Beanstalk movie when I was 4 in pre-K.
This is the one we want. You can be a tree in Bernie Sands. We got it.
I just remember when Will Smith was like the sunflower in that episode of Fresh Prince. That's funny.
Oh,
this is your
gosh.
Best interview, isn't it?
No, yes, it's hilarious.
This is fun. No, so I was 21 years old. This wonderful, wonderful woman I'll never forget by the name of Miss Val asked me to be in a play.
Okay.
I was like, no, not about to be in your play. I don't want to be in your play. She would not stop asking me. And she was such a nice lady.
How did she like know that like she just had an aura about you that she felt that she wanted you? Dang.
Somebody had dropped out of her play. She needed me. It was like the remake of The Wizard of Oz or something, right?
The Wiz?
Right. But I only had like, I was the Wiz's security guard.
Okay.
I had one line.
Okay.
It was a play.
Uh-huh.
She wouldn't stop asking me. I was like, okay, I'll do it. Because I was going to church, so I knew her, you know, but I was like, Miss Val, I don't, you know. I wasn't disrespectful with it.
Yeah.
I was just like, I don't know if this is for me.
Definitely.
And she just wouldn't stop asking me. So then I did it. I was like, okay, I'll do it. And I fell in love.
Really?
One line.
That's a great story.
I fell in love.
Really? And, you know, what was the line? Do you remember the line?
The Wuz will see you now. Because she couldn't use the name The Wiz. So she had to call it The Wuz. My line was, The Wuz will see you now. This is an exclusive.
This is such a great.
I don't think I've ever told anyone
this story. Like people tell me stories of how they got into acting, but this is so good.
Not being
the
real.
The Wuz will see you now. And you fell in love ever since.
I fell in love, and you know, any woman that knows me knows when I fall in love, there's nothing I won't do.
Lord.
Nah, so,
oh my gosh. Really so, an actor. No. Really, ladies and gentlemen.
So that's funny.
I can't.
Nah, so so I do it. So I get in a couple more plays of hers. Yeah. And, you know, I'm like, oh, man, this is, I enjoy this. So I'm yeah. like, let me take this serious.
Yeah.
I start doing a bunch of research. And it was a time in my life when I was trying to figure out what I was going to do, uh-huh. you know. And I spoke to my best friend's a very successful woman. And she said, if you want to be successful, mm-hmm. look up someone you admire mm-hmm. and do what they yeah. did. And I was like, that just makes so much sense. And it's so simple.
Could you look up?
I looked up a lot of people.
Really?
You know, I started.
Like one person that you're like, oh, this is.
Let me tell you how God works. God is so amazing. I'm about to break the whole thing down for you. And by the end of it, you're probably going to be like, what? So I start the Googling. You know, I start with my Denzel, Idris Elba.
Yeah.
You know, just going down the list of actors I admire. I get to Lance Gross.
Wait.
Look, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Wait.
I don't even think I told Lance this story.
You should have.
He'll watch it. Shoot him a
Let
text
him know.
Or something.
Yeah.
No, so.
I'll get the clip, the soundbite.
There you go.
Send it to him.
So, I'm just Googling. So I'm researching his stories uh-huh. while I'm Googling.
Yeah. Them.
I think I'm like 23 at this time. 22, uh-huh. 23. It's 2 years after I realized this is what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just researching, seeing his path. I come across this school he went to, this class he took.
Mm.
Tasha Smith's Actor
Wait.
Workshop. I'm telling you.
Everything is just coming full circle.
Yes, it was 2013.
What?
No lie, right? I'm in college. No, I think I was done with college at this point. I'm pretty sure it was because I dropped out of college. So it wasn't for me.
Mm.
And I was at this bank job that just made my skin crawl. And, no, for real. And I saw Tasha was having a class in like 2 weeks.
Oh, shit.
And I was like,
where?
In New York.
Mm.
And I was like, Lance took this class. Lance is successful. My best friend's aunt just told me to just do what they did. I'm going to take this class. I took the class. This is the summer of 2013. So I was 23. I was 23. Tasha Smith. Acting workshop in New York. It was a 2-day course, but it was like all day for like 8 hours for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the most amazing experience. I was like, yo, this is crazy. So, like I said, I'm trying to microwave this story, but it's like an oven worth of things. So, so I do it. She was just like, oh my gosh, you're incredible, this and that. She had me, I was performing. I don't know if she remembers this. I was performing and she wouldn't let me get off stage. Like, that's how I was killing it.
Dang.
Yeah, this is me. I'm fresh in the game at this point. I've done a couple plays, but I'm a hustler. I get it quick.
I figure it out. You was the Wiz's bodyguard. Okay.
And now I'm on, you know, doing a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
But so I did it. I was that. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Fast forward to the next day in her class, one of the people she had working with her pulled me to the side and said, Christian, you need to move to Atlanta.
Mm.
I said, huh? She said, you need to move to Atlanta. You're super talented. You're a hard worker. You'd be successful out there. You should go. So I was like,
okay.
All right. No, for real. So yeah. I just started doing a lot of research. And 6 months later, I moved to Atlanta. I didn't know the process. I didn't know the rules, the regulations, anything. I figured it all out.
Yeah.
I figured it all out, man. And I met some incredible people that I believe were sent to my journey, to my path, to just make it work.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean? And it worked.
Oh my gosh. That was such a beautiful story.
Yeah, that was some of it. But yeah.
I know. Yeah. When we get off air, you got to tell me.
We can make it happen.
We got to go into our next segment.
Let's do it.
So it's called Next in Casting. So VH1 is bringing a competition to their TV screens. It's with all reality TV stars. So do you watch like reality TV?
So when I loved the Flavor of Love show.
Okay, so you'll like this because loved it. New York is going to be.
Okay, what's the show?
It's called Scared Famous. So we do have like, it's a short clip that VH1 is releasing. So we do have it. Let's see it right now.
10 reality stars enter, and only one is going to survive. Redman.
Okay. Job.
Who will it be? Scared Famous, Monday, October 23rd at 9, only on VH1.
So that's all they're giving us. Very vague, but I'm excited to see it. They have Don Benjamin, Safari Samuels.
I'm interested as well.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so Scared Famous, Scared everybody. Famous. So check your local listings. October 23rd is when it's going to be on VH1.
Sweet.
We do have our next trending topic. This is called Next or Nah.
Next and or Nah.
Next or Nah. So basically or how this works is if it's hot, you'll say.
Oh, me. Yeah. Oh, I'm in the hot seat.
Yes, this is the, all the hot
topics. Might get a lot of no comments from me.
Yes.
I still got some deals to make. I don't know if I...
Oh, my gosh. No, I promise you, this one's going to be easy.
See.
It's going to be
let's
easy.
See. I'm looking right
unless,
here.
Unless you might want to get, like, a makeup deal. I don't know. See, that's the... See,
yo.
That's, yeah, see? Then...
I'll get it.
Any deal.
Yeah.
All right. So, look. How this works is basically...
Me and Lil Mama going to make the lip gloss remix. I need
hey.
A Mac deal.
Hey.
We gonna figure it out.
Lip gloss is still
what?
Popping.
Give me some. I need some cherry Carmex. I prefer
cherry.
Tell Carmex to highlight.
I just saw you with the Carmex.
You saw
too.
It, right? You saw the product placement. Let me stop.
So basically, how this works is if it's hot, you will say it's next. All but right. If it's not, you'll say nah. So
next or nah?
Next or nah? All
right,
so
copy.
Basically, this is a trend that I actually saw on my Explore page, and then I saw on the Shade Room, and today on the Shade Room, they even had more girls doing this new look. Now,
with the eyebrows.
Honey, you know, they always say eyebrows on fleek, but now we're having squiggly.
Their eyebrows on
eyebrows,
flow.
So this, eyebrows on flow.
That's a flow.
Damn.
So
you
next
or
not?
You better have trademarked that before somebody. Eyebrows on flow. So, yeah, what do you think? No?
Nah.
Baby girl come up to you with the squiggly brows?
I'm be honest with you.
What?
This might cause a lot of controversy. I don't
oh,
know
here
if
we
I should
go.
Say it.
Oh, Lord. There we go.
I love just natural.
Natural.
I love it. I love it. I don't mind a little bit of makeup you want to do. You know, you want to make yourself cool.
Mm-hmm.
J. Cole said it. And it's something I've always felt. He just put it in a song. No need to fix what God already put his paintbrush on.
Oh.
God is an artist, and you queens are beautiful, and y'all don't got to do all of that. Y'all just come out, just do. You want to do a little something cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Don't come out looking crazy. But, but you know, like, you look.
So don't
you
come
look,
out with the squiggly brows.
Don't come out with the squiggly brows.
Damn.
So let you, God so be that, God.
So that's enough?
That's enough for me.
Nah, for the squiggly brows. Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know if I would pull off that look.
I mean, you know, to
I don't
each
know
his
if
own.
I would even try it to attempt. I don't even know how you could. Maybe I'll go look.
How do
tutorial.
You even do that?
I don't know. I have to really go probably like find a tutorial or something.
Don't.
No.
Don't.
No.
That was the only next
you
or no?
Like, yeah, that was the only next or
oh,
no.
Oh, okay.
So
no.
you wouldn't double tap my selfie with the squiggly brows, Christian? Damn, I thought we
you
were.
You get the scroll right by out.
Damn, and that was an aggressive scroll.
Aggressive scroll. Not liking that,
all
man.
Right, damn. All right, guys. So Christian is a gnaw on the squiggly brows.
I'm a gnaw.
So we know. So I do have a game, and I'm
like
so
games.
Glad that you said that Burning Sands was such a monumental movie in your career because this game has to do with Burning Sands.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, because you know you guys are in a frat, and a lot of times people do. Or they go great lengths to be in a frat. So I want to know, like, certain scenarios and, like, what you would do, like, either a yes or no to get into the frat. So we have, like, a couple pictures. We're going to play a little music.
Okay.
Hey, back. So, you know, school days.
Team
one of my
Big
favorite.
Brother yeah. Almighty.
So,
I brought that DVD to set for
you're
us
kidding.
To watch.
Yeah. I love that
we
movie.
We all watched that movie in the common room. Real quick story. They put us in these lofts. And they put all the little brothers up top and the big brothers on the bottom, and they gave us like this common area. So it was like we were living in a real dorm. It was like really cool.
I love School Days.
Yeah, it's a
classic.
That's
my favorite movie.
It's a classic.
I love like the talent show when Tisha Campbell be out and her little... Don't get me started. I love School Days. For this, though,
half
so like taking
to the gammas,
taking the yelling to your face. Are you okay with that? To be in a frat, you're okay with a little bit of like.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Like being in this film industry is like getting into a fraternity.
Really,
100%. You get hazed.
Oh.
Oh man, but it's not hazed like. You know, to the extremes of some people would do. It's hazing and like the process and the learning and the no one's going to give you anything. Uh-huh. Everything is earned. Mm. Some for the most.
Yeah.
For the most.
Definitely.
Everything is earned.
Yes. Because like for me, like that's what I want.
You're earning your spot right here with all of this.
Thank you.
This is a grind, trust me.
You know.
This is dope. I respect this. I think this is gangster.
Thank you. Yeah, so you're okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay with a little yelling?
Yeah.
What about you cool with learning the dance steps? Like, how are you dance-wise?
Funny story.
Like, do you got the rhythm down?
Learning the step we did on the set of Burning Sands was the most challenging thing I've ever done in my career.
Why?
Because I'm not...
Are you not a dancer?
I wasn't. Now I still know it. So we had go practice, and the choreographer, like, she was, like, yelling at me. She wasn't feeling me. She didn't really like me too much.
Cause
I was like,
because you wasn't feeling it.
Nah, it's not that. It was new for me. So I was like, I was working my ass off learning it.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to get it. And that's, but I learned something more about myself, and I respect the, no.
Okay.
I respect that like so much because I had to learn. So even after we'd practice, like everybody would go off and do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
I was still in my room,
in
the shower by myself, every practice and getting it because I cared so much.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to kill it. And I was in there like getting it. Like I still remember.
Do you guys
remember,
do it like when you guys see each other?
No, we don't do
that. No. Yeah, that should be a thing.
Nah, we do our little handshake that we made up on set.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
y'all got
quick.
A handshake?
It was quick. Yeah, it was actually Rotimi's idea, too.
So oh, far. This
he was like, yo, we should make a handshake. I was like, all right.
So now you got, damn. So this is like a secret society.
All we ask is trust.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right, let's go into the next picture then, which you.
No.
No? No spanking? No paddle spanking? I know a guy who really, like, got... spanked really bad to become a Kappa.
Heard you.
Like really bad. Really bad. Like the image is ingrained in my mind. Like
damn,
his
that's so
ass
crazy.
Was so red.
You saw his ass?
Yeah, he had a picture of it.
Why would he take a picture of his ass?
Somebody took a picture of it.
You're asking me, okay, we're getting paddled and letting someone take a picture
I'm
of my ass.
No, I'm asking you, okay?
No.
Getting paddled. They don't gotta take a picture of it. But getting paddle spanked to get into the frat? No? It's a no for you?
I feel very awkward. I feel a lot less comfortable here now. This isn't a safe place. I don't feel
it
safe.
It is a safe place. Okay, let's go with the next picture then. Okay, chugging.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Some people have died, though.
I heard you. Rest in peace, you know. May God be with them. No joking. I'm not joking.
Yeah,
you
no,
know?
Really.
For real.
Even, like, as far as, like, just chugging, like, you know, water. Like,
absolutely.
That's crazy.
You can drown yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Which I didn't even know until...
You gotta be careful, man.
Yeah. But you get on the... What alcohol would you choose?
The one that would pay me. Send over the check.
He's already tried.
Whoever wanted... Let's do a deal.
You were trying to get these spots. You were trying to get sponsored by CarMax. You're trying to get these alcohol deals.
Word.
Let him know, let Christian.
Him know.
Let him know.
Let him know.
Okay.
Let him know.
I think we have one more photo. Branding. Would you get branded? I know some people who got branded too.
I have personal friends that have brand. I'm not opposed to it. It's just not for me. Like, I don't even have any tattoos. I'm just like,
yeah.
No, I respect it. I have friends that have tattoos. I have friends that have branded.
Yeah.
But just for Christian, no.
No.
But I accept it and I respect people that do.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Well, that's so we know what it's like for you to go through frat. No paddle spanking for you and no branding.
I don't think I would have made it into a fraternity. I don't think I would have.
You don't think
it.
So? Did you ever want to? Like, I know you said you were in college. Did you ever think about pledging?
No.
No? Mm-mm. Not at all.
Never.
But you did.
I did.
On screen.
On screen.
That's where it counts.
And in real life, getting here, because this was some work.
Yes, definitely.
Blood, sweat, and tears. I'm not afraid to admit that.
And look where you are. And you have a beautiful, bright future ahead of you, I already know. And I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me. This was fun. This was dope. And it wasn't that cold in here either.
I know. It was good. It was nice.
Nice room temp.
Thanks okay, cool. The, I know it.
Beverage as well. Black Hollywood Live.
DHL. Because I know if you're not in LA, it's like triple digits out here. So,
but when I first moved out here, it was cold for like two months. Mm-hmm. I was like, I thought I moved to Cali. It's freezing out
here. So funny.
But now it's hot.
It's hot.
It's Johnny. Here. Like I could scramble some eggs on the sidewalk right now.
You probably could. Listen, guys, this has been BHL's Next. I'm your host, Raylan T. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Taren. And Christian, let them know one more time where they can find you on social media.
Absolutely. You can find me on Instagram at Christian_Robinson. Peace, love, light, everything nice, peanut butter, jelly sandwiches, Henny shots, back massages, and prayer. Peace.
I don't know what I'm going to do with him. Guys, it's Black Hollywood Live. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at BHL Online. Go like us and follow us and listen to us on iTunes, because in case you don't watch the show, you can always listen to us on the podcast, okay? No excuses as to why you can't tune in to BHL's Next. We will be back next week. We have Miss Jasmine Savoy Brown, and I will see you guys next Thursday. Bye.
Peace.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram me, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.